You know, I never realized how brutal it is to decide what to be for Halloween.
Yeah, we're in a dilemma.
A big dilemma. I don't know, we're enlisting help from all of you because literally for the last week, we've been bouncing both couple Halloween costume ideas off of each other, as well as individual, because we kind of, we waited till last minute a little bit to decide what to be.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I've been looking for almost a month now, but with the way that shipment and everything is working, it's, guys, I'm not handy enough to make my own costume. That's not happening. I need to purchase something that has already been made.
Yeah.
So I just don't know what to do.
Yeah, because so we went to Spirit Halloween, and one of our ideas was, you know, we talked all last week about Kingdom Hearts, so we were like, what about if we went as Sora and Kairi? They had the costumes, but they looked, like, not great. The Kairi one looked all right.
It was okay, it just wasn't my size.
Yeah, and Sora's clothes just don't translate that well into real life. And so I was like, oh, that's a little goofy, and the wig was not it.
No, it wasn't a little goofy, it was a little wrong. It was a little not accurate to Sora.
Stop. Leave.
You wouldn't say it was a little
The podcast's Donald. Over. Dislike this podcast. Give us one star.
Like, no.
It's over. Leave a bad review.
No.
I'm over it. But
you're mean.
That was terrible. I'm sorry. But getting past our Halloween costume woes, welcome back to ThoughtCast, the video game and anime podcast. I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And we have some really exciting news this week that we want to go over.
Oh?
Yes. Need I say more than there was an Animal Crossing Direct this week?
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
When they announced the Animal Crossing Direct, I was like, I'm going to restart my island.
Mm-hmm.
Start it completely from scratch, get rid of all my stuff. I kind of have regrets now.
Sorry about that.
Because I was expecting this update to just be Brewster and maybe something else.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not familiar with Animal Crossing, they just announced it's a 2.0 update, and essentially, they're adding almost everything that people have been asking for that was kind of missing from the base game.
Yeah, so all the updates are coming on November 5th, and there's, like, a lot of them. Like, a lot. So, Brewster's Cafe, obviously. But, like, you can hang out with your friends and then also use amiibo cards there and, like, do the whole thing with hanging out with them with coffee and just chilling. So, like, there's more to it than just Brewster or just getting coffee from him.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoy.
Yeah. I'm really excited for those, like, little side conversations that I just feel like are missing to a large extent in Animal Crossing right now. And I love that coffee shop aesthetic being in the game. That cozy, just gonna get a little cup of Joe, hang out with Brewster, watch him clean his little cups. It's so delightful. It's so cozy. And something that is just so synonymous with my Animal Crossing experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love the roost. And I feel like a lot of people love the roost so much. But when I was a kid, all I would do in Animal Crossing Wild World, like the one for the DS, was go to the roost and just like hang out. I would make sure to get on. Was it every Saturday night? I think so, that KK Slider would be there.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But I would just sit there and listen to him. And I was so in it that, oh, it was a dream.
So cute. Yeah, I really enjoyed Brewster when I played New Leaf, which is the only other Animal Crossing game that I've ever played, fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty new to all of the Animal Crossing things still, all things considered.
Yeah.
Because I didn't play any of the originals, like on GameCube or...
Mm-hmm. I played Wild World and technically City Folk, but I never actually played City Folk on Wii.
Mm-hmm.
But I played Wild World a lot. Was terrible at it. Never knew how to actually play and be good at it. So I just had my friend hack me in a million bells.
Oh my gosh.
Or however much is the cap. And then I just got everything and got bored. But before I did that, I would just play and just chat with villagers all the time. I would go to my friends' villages and such good memories. I never really got into New Leaf that much though.
See, you made me get into New Leaf, even though you didn't like it that much for some reason. Mm-hmm. I think you just never had time to play it, or you were just done with Animal Crossing at that point in your life.
I think it's not that I was done with Animal Crossing, but I didn't like my 2DS because I never had a 3DS.
That's right.
And so I just hated playing on it. And because it's such a zen, chill game, and I was a very stressed out person during undergraduate, The action RPGs and JRPGs were more my speed during undergrad, and like Overwatch and those kinds of games. And so taking that kick back with Animal Crossing, I don't think I just jived with it well enough. I think if I played it retroactively, I think I'd like it a lot more. Mm-hmm. But yes, didn't I buy it for you?
Yes, you bought it for me and I was obsessed. You told me about Animal Crossing and that I would enjoy it because we had already played Stardew Valley at this point.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You said, No, I swear, Allie, you'll enjoy Animal Crossing. And we had already played WoW together too.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed picking flowers in World of Warcraft. Like, I did not do anything in that game except for pick flowers and receive gifts from strange men on the internet. And so that was my WoW experience. So I wanted to do the same thing with Animal Crossing naturally. Mm-hmm. Exactly. No joke.
Yeah.
I just was obsessed with flower breeding. And I would do that with my roommate, Beth. Hi, Beth. She listens to the podcast. So we would play Animal Crossing New Leaf together, and she was so happy because she wanted to get back onto her... Is it your town? It's not your island. So You're the mayor of a town. That's right. That's how the story goes. It's been a long time. I was a junior in college. We would just play together. And she would go on Reddit and she would try and find rare flowers for us to get. Aww. And we would trade with people online and it was so cute. And I would get nervous because I don't know. Like, people on Reddit scare me sometimes because they always know what they're doing and I don't. Mm-hmm. I like to read what they say, but interacting terrifies me. And so I would tell Beth, can you do this trade for me, Beth? And so she would get me all of the rare flowers from Mother's Day and Father's Day. I think they were mums or they were carnations.
That's
carnations hilarious. Sounds right.
I think they're carnations. It would be hilarious if they were mums, though.
Right?
Mums for Mums Day?
Yeah. I don't think they were mums. I think they're carnations.
I think you're right. I think they're carnations.
And I love pink carnations. I think they're so pretty. So I decorated my whole town with pink carnations. But anyways.
Your town was so much.
It was a lot.
So much. Back to the DLC news 2.0.
Yes.
We get cabin.
Which is, back to New Leaf. Don't care. I loved Cap'n in New Leaf. Cap'n was just one of my favorites.
If you have never played Animal Crossing, if you have never been in this world, but you're still listening, A, thank you. B, Cap'n is this delightful man who takes you on his little dinghy.
Well, he's not a man, to be fair, okay? We're in an animal village here.
Yeah, we're the only humans, I suppose.
I guess he's a kappa, right?
Yeah, so, Cap'n the kappa. Makes sense.
That makes sense.
But he's going to be taking us to remote islands with rare stuff, and maybe it's a different time of day or a different season, whatever it might be. Maybe there's rare foliage. But the thing about Cap'n, that's all well and good, fun stuff, that's nice. The cool thing is that he sings you little sea shanties as you're going.
And they're always so ridiculous and cute and wholesome and make me smile. And I would just ride his little boat back and forth so I could keep listening to him over and over.
Oh, I don't know if Animal Crossing's language thing has a name, like Simlish.
Oh, yeah.
But him singing in that little animal voice It's just so... If KK Slider is like the rock, like jack of all trades with music, mm-hmm. Cap'n is on the indie scene, like the folk indie Ooh. Scene.
Oh my gosh. another update is that you can get gyroids again.
Ah!
And my favorite thing is that you can customize them.
Yes.
I want to have cute little pink gyroids.
I've never liked gyroids because, I don't know, their movements, they're like little cactuses that just like dance around in previous games.
Yeah.
And like they're fine, they're whatever. I never really was into them though. But these ones seem so much more widely varied. Did you see the Korok one?
Oh my gosh, I didn't.
There's a Korok looking one.
Oh.
And then there's that glass one that's kind of going.
Yeah.
Oh, they just look so dope and so customizable and so weird that I wish they'd been in it from the base game. But since they weren't, I think that they executed them as perfectly as they possibly could have. And it was worth the wait.
Yes, especially the customization. Oh my gosh, the cute little pink gyroid room. I lost it. Lost my marbles.
Speaking of customization, the plants on our island have a little bit more usage now.
You're right.
We can cook.
You don't understand. One of the reasons why I get so obsessive with the old Harvest Moon, now Story of Seasons series is because of cooking. Like, that is what kept me in Stardew Valley for so long. I love cooking and fishing in games, and now I have both in Animal Crossing. I love cooking so much. I love the little sprites and mm-hmm. the little art of the dishes. And I love collecting all the ingredients and keeping a list of what I have and what I need to grow. And it's so much fun. I get obsessive. It's crazy.
I think it's really funny in the trailer because they were listing out all yes. of the different ingredients that you can cook with. And they were showing them on screen as you're kind of running by them. They were like, oh, you know, you can use carrots and this and that and this other thing. And the only fruit or vegetable that they showed that they didn't, like, audibly say was pumpkins.
Yeah.
They could have just said pumpkins, but they say, and other things on yeah. the island. And it was just like, just say pumpkins.
You're standing right next to them.
They're right there. It's the only one left. Just say pumpkins.
Can I tell you a fun fact that about baby Allie?
Yes.
Okay. When I was younger, I had dial-up internet. For those of you who don't know what dial-up internet means, it means that... Because can you believe that there's that many people? Anyways.
I... No, yeah. I feel like...
We're so old.
It doesn't even feel like that long ago. Maybe we're underestimating. Maybe more people realize what dial-up internet is than we realize.
A lot of people, when I was a kid, didn't even know what dial-up internet was. Yeah. Because we had it for way longer than most people.
That's true.
My parents didn't want to shell out the money. Anyways. So dial-up internet, you couldn't use the internet while someone was using the phone, and you had to connect to the internet. So it was this whole process, and basically sometimes you went without internet. And I knew that would happen, so I would create guides for myself in Microsoft Word so that I could be able to look up anything I wanted about Harvest Moon anytime I needed to if I wasn't allowed to connect to the internet at that time. And so I created recipe books for Harvest Moon
Aww.
That I printed out and then stapled together. And I Aww. Had all of these little recipe books. And now the fact that there's cooking in Animal Crossing, like, I want to do it again. I want to have a late night where I print out all of my little recipe books and I can just go through and get all of the ingredients. And I want that so bad.
That's precious.
Little Allie was very cute.
Do you think you would have them anywhere still, or are they lost time entirely?
I did find one when we were moving to this apartment. I found some of my cheat sheets, but it wasn't my recipes. It was where to find all of the villagers at different times of day. So I found that one. Mm. But yeah, I did print out Harvest Moon guides that I would create.
That's delightful. I love that. But the last and arguably one of the most interesting aspects to this 2.0 update is Harv's Island is getting a massive expansion, and they're bringing back everyone. It's like Super Smash Brothers. Everyone is here.
Oh my gosh. My favorite is Reese and Cyrus.
Yes.
I'm so happy that they're back. And you can do furniture customization and that can't be done through the DIY workbench because that already exists.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then and Katrina too and Harriet. Oh my gosh, there's so many.
Harriet. Harriet is so, my friends, again, going back to Wild World, my friends would always have Nookingtons, right? Mm-hmm. It took me forever to get Nookingtons, which is the highest end of Nook store. I wish there was a Nookingtons in this game.
I know.
Ugh, that's something that, because that's still missing, travesty. Anyways, it's a travesty because Nookingtons just made me feel bougie when I shop there. And I need that. Anyways, actually the Nook store was just better in every way in past games.
You're right.
But I digress. Anytime I would go to Nookingtons in their towns, I would always get a haircut, even if I liked my hair, because it just felt like the bougie thing to do. When in Rome, you get a haircut. And so Harriet just has so many of my childhood memories attached to them that I'm like, yo, Harriet, let's go. You are my barber. You are my hairstylist. We are going to be Biffles again. You're the first shop that I'm getting, if possible.
Yeah. Oh, it is so cute.
Harriet is my day one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But okay, when I was watching this direct, you know, I get halfway through. I wasn't watching it live, so I knew how much time was left. Really wish I watched it live.
Mm-hmm.
But since I wasn't, I saw that I was only halfway through. I'm thinking to myself, okay, are they going to do a treehouse situation? Is there somehow more information? Are they announcing the launch of another game? I had no idea. Turns out, it's Happy Home Paradise.
Ooh.
Which I was not anticipating in any way whatsoever.
No.
But I never played, was it Happy Home Designer for the DS?
3DS.
Yes, right. I never played that one. I wish I had, but I was so late to New Leaf at that point that it just wasn't jiving for me. And I was coming up on the end of college and I was busy and all of these other reasons.
Yeah.
But I know how much people enjoyed it. And I looked at the gameplay and wished that I could have gotten into it. And now I'm looking at Happy Home Paradise and I'm not sure. Again, I'm in a weird state. Like, do I play this? I don't know. But I just don't know. I'm happy it exists. Super happy.
So here's my thing with it. Because it is essentially you're going to these archipelagos.
Yes.
To build resorts for villagers and like vacation homes and whatnot. And essentially it's just decorating for other villagers in new and unique kind of situations and all that kind of stuff. So you design facilities, make these dream vacation homes based on their specifications. You're part of a design team. $25 DLC. That's all well and good. I'm not super interested.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I'm not interested in that piece of it, like designing for other villagers. Sounds really cool. A lot of people live and die by the design elements of Animal Crossing. I like designing my space, but that's really the extent of it, like in my own personal house. I still want to buy this DLC, though, because of the customization options that can be extended to your own town.
Yeah, because they have, what, those, like, half walls, they have the counters, they have
pillars.
Yeah, pillars.
They have lighting effects, so you can change the lighting of your house to be whatever you want it to be, whether it's dim, almost disco-y, strobe light, you know,
oh, and green the white light. Noise.
Yeah, white noise,
oh.
Depending on where you want to be, which I think is such an interesting and aesthetic decision that, again, I don't care personally about designing other villagers' homes. But my house, the more customization options that I have for my own house, the better. I would love for it to sound like a suburb or like blustery. I can't remember what all of the options are for the white noise.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can make it sound like a suburb where you just kind of hear cars go by every now and then, anything like that would be so spectacular. Because I like having music on like a boombox playing,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't have the right vibe all the time. It's just too much.
Sometimes it just doesn't hit.
Yeah.
But for me, I think the main reason why I'm hesitant to get this DLC is because I feel like I'm bad at designing or decorating. But really, now that I think about it, it's because I haven't had enough practice. Mm-hmm. Because you have to go buy all of this furniture. Like, you don't really get the option to create a cohesive room unless you track down all of the things.
And that's kind of hard in this game. Because you only get so many choices on your specific island per day.
Yeah. And I don't know, I'm still relatively new, so other people are familiar with the different collections, and I'm not. I'm just not familiar with these collections. And so one of the reasons why I stopped playing Animal Crossing was because I was so upset that I couldn't get everything from the Cherry Blossom collection, because I was creating a Cherry Blossom room. Mm-hmm. And I was so sad that I couldn't complete that room that I just didn't want to log on anymore. It made me so upset. But now I could try and learn how to put different pieces together because I'll just have access to them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I would say I agree with that. I just don't have enough experience. I know what I want my spaces to look like, but getting them there is such a pain.
It's so hard to get the furniture you want.
Yeah. And so the DLC itself is whatever, but the implications for your own island, because you can also redo your residence homes after you reach a certain point in the DLC.
Ooh.
So you can bring it, again, back to your own island.
Yeah.
Help your actual residents have better houses instead of the teeny tiny baseline houses that they're typically stuck with. Oh, for the DLC, you get to change the outward appearance of your house too. Or, the free DLC.
Oh, yeah, they have more housing options. And they also have new fences, too. Did you see that?
So, I'm so excited.
There's so much happening.
There's so much happening with Animal Crossing. So, I don't know. Is there anything else about the DLC that you want to talk about in particular?
I guess we could talk about how the Happy Home Paradise is also added to Nintendo Switch Online.
Controversial choice, so before we talk about that, if you haven't already gotten Animal Crossing, get it. This is the perfect time to get in, because now you're getting essentially the full package with it. You don't have to wait around for, like, big DLC dumps. So if you've been waiting on stuff like Brewster, all that stuff, it's here now. So get this game because it's so delightful. Mm-hmm. So, okay, Nintendo Switch Online time.
Oh boy, yeah. All right. So they announced that we're going to get this new Nintendo Switch Online expansion pack. Mm-hmm. And they also announced when it's going to be released. It will launch on October 25th.
Yeah.
There is a $30 increase from the standard membership.
And
it comes with some bonuses.
Yeah. And that is to say, before you get into the bonuses, that it doesn't replace the standard pack. You can still get the standard $20 per year pack. This just adds some little goodies to it.
Yes. Yes. So it gives Switch owners access to Nintendo 64 and Sega games, along with Animal Crossing New Horizons Happy Home Paradise DLC. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be about $49.99, $50. They're just missing a penny a year.
Yeah.
And if you have other Switch owners in your family, then a family membership will go up to $80. Mm-hmm. If you're interested as a family in those DLC items.
Yeah, because only one profile gets the Nintendo Switch Online naturally. Like, you pay that for one profile.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I personally am probably going to get it. I said earlier that I was probably going to get Happy Home Paradise separately, but I'm so back and forth on the issue because I know I'm always going to pay for Nintendo Switch Online.
Mm-hmm.
So why buy it separately when I'll naturally have it lumped in as, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I can see why people are frustrated that they're bumping up the cost by $30 to get these N64, these Genesis, and this expansion pack for Animal Crossing. That said, if we actually like break it down, that's $4 a month.
Yeah.
For online, you get all NES, SNES, Nintendo 64, Genesis games that are available, Happy Home, Paradise, stuff that if you have Animal Crossing, that could benefit you. If you don't have Animal Crossing, it doesn't really do much for you. And so I can see why people are kind of unhappy, but I don't think that the price is unreasonable, personally.
Nah, I get sticker shock just immediately because, I don't know, I don't ever want to spend anything. I'm cheap.
Yeah.
But when you break it down and look at it compared to PlayStation, I mean, it's the same thing, if not cheaper, right?
Yeah, it's a bit cheaper than PlayStation. And even though PlayStation's online is a lot more robust, you don't get as much from it. Like, you get a couple free games every month that you can keep as long as you keep PlayStation Plus. So that's like 2-3 free games. They just add up the longer that you have it.
Okay.
I've never had a PlayStation Plus free game that I've ever played, if I'm honest.
Oh.
I don't think. Oh, Amnesia the Dark Descent.
Okay.
It's October and it's a horror game. I've played that and I got that for free on PlayStation Plus. But that's about it. And I pay way more for that. Well, not way more, $10 more, I think, is where it kind of lies at right now per year. And so, I don't know, for someone like me who just really wants ease of playing these N64 games like Ocarina of Time and all that, $50 feels reasonable for me. That said, we both have full-time jobs and it's not that much money, like in the grand scheme of things for us. So if you don't have a full-time job, then maybe you're working part-time, maybe you're still in school and you're focusing on school. Maybe you're not old enough to have a full-time job yet, or even a part-time job yet. $50 can be a lot of money, and so I totally see why that would be frustrating that they're locking it behind this. So, I don't know.
Are they only offering the full year? Do you know? Maybe they haven't announced that yet.
I think that you can do monthly.
You can with the OG online.
Yeah.
Because it was, let's see, it was $3.99 for 1 month, $7.99 for 3 months, so on and so forth. But if there's an option like that where you could just choose a couple months, I'm down for that. I'm sure you can opt out or quit at any time and get money back. But still, I don't know.
I think once you pay it, actually, you'd have to just not renew for the next year.
Oh, so it's one of those where it's like, okay, you have all of these benefits for the rest of your term, but we won't renew it. We won't charge your card automatically.
Yeah,
again.
Like if you cancel, you don't get money back. You did, that would be shocking, because how would they calculate that so specifically? But. And that's just, let's be honest, that just doesn't sound like a Nintendo thing to do.
No, it doesn't sound like a Nintendo move now that I say it out loud.
But I would imagine that you could do month by month, but it's just so not economical.
Yeah, but when you're a student and you can't throw down
$50
right now, but you could pay $4 a month or whatever it be.
It would probably be like $7 or something. Yeah. Just to like mark up.
That's an easier ask.
That's true. So I would imagine that they would, since they do for the baseline package.
Mm-hmm.
It would be crazy for them not to. I don't know. It's Nintendo. You can't predict what they're going to do.
No.
And it doesn't mention anything about that.
Yeah, we're just on an IGN article, just checking it over, and I'm not seeing that right away, so who knows? Maybe they'll announce something. They're usually pretty sneaky with their info after they have a big info drop.
I like it. I think it's worth the money for where I am at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in between whether or not I'll just buy Happy Home outright, just to always have it. But I probably won't even play it, so why pay that extra money if we're going to do the 50 anyways?
Yeah, that's kind of where I am with it. Because if there are certain games, like maybe I'll get really attached to one of these N64 titles, right? Yoshi's Island or something. And one day, many years down the line, when they shut down Nintendo Switch Online because we're on this new console and they're not supporting it anymore, I think I may get a little ticked off that I won't have access to whatever game.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm going to feel that way about Animal Crossing DLC.
Yeah. Happy Home Paradise is cool, but it's kind of a gimmick, at least for us.
Yeah.
If it's your thing, buy it separately so that you can always have it.
Yeah, because some people really enjoy the design aspect. I mean, some people play The Sims literally just so that they can make houses and interior design them. That's not me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, everyone has a different reason for playing something, and that's just not why I play Animal Crossing.
Yeah, same here. I kind of like... I don't really know why I play Animal Crossing.
Maybe that's why we haven't played in a while.
Well, I've been playing.
Oh, true. So, I hopped in for one day.
it's just so aesthetic. I think that's what it comes down to for me. Mm. I like the house designing of my own house enough. I just like running around the town and making it look how I want. And I'm by no means spectacular at that. Seeing the aesthetics of other people's towns just blows my mind.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I just think it's fun. I think it's cute. I think it's fun. I've put more hours into that game than I initially realized until I checked.
Yeah.
Recently. But we also have an update about something that we talked about a bit last week.
Oh.
So, apparently... when asked, the producer of the Kingdom Hearts series was talking about whether or not Kingdom Hearts coming natively to the Switch was out of the question.
Oh.
And he totally avoided.
Of course.
Essentially, he said, it's not out of the realm of possibility, but when they looked into porting these games to the Switch... it was, quote, difficult.
Oh, you don't say.
Crazy.
Porting is hard.
Yeah. Like, we talked a lot about this last week. If you're curious about our thoughts about Kingdom Hearts being a very cloud-centric game, you can check out our last podcast. But TLDR, I don't think they're going to come natively to the Switch. Even though you separate out 1.5 and 2.5, they're smaller games if you sell those individually. I just don't think that they have overlooked that possibility, and the price just probably isn't right for how much work is going to be put into bringing those games to Switch with what they perceive to be the returns on that investment. Plus, if you can only bring some games to the console and you know that the series moving forward won't be on that console... why bring that back catalog over? You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
And so, I don't know. But according to the producer, it's not outside of the realm of possibilities, but I wouldn't hold my breath.
Nah. I even talked to some people at my studio about porting, and one of my colleagues said that it's basically a thankless job. Where your entire purpose as someone who's porting is to create something that no one will ever notice anything that you've ever done. Mm-hmm. Because the whole point is you want the game to be one for one. You want it to feel like the same experience. And if it feels like the same experience, then oftentimes people will say, well, did they just emulate it? Or they think it's just like a copy-paste kind of situation.
Even though it takes so much work and labor and...
years of work. Years.
Just to be like, why didn't you just take it and put it onto this other console? And it's like that you're running on completely different hardware.
The code sometimes is different.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work and it's entirely thankless. And oftentimes they get yelled at for doing it. Mm-hmm. So no matter what they were going to do, it was going to get backlash. So I figure they're just like, well, we announced it and we'll see what happens, but probably nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
Because we knew we'd get backlash either way.
Yeah.
And that's the games industry.
Yeah. Sometimes even if you're going to make a lot of money off of something, which maybe they would for Kingdom Hearts, is it really worth the headache sometimes? I don't know. Maybe not. But, so, is there anything else in terms of game news that you want to talk about?
I'm all good.
Well, we have some anime news, and one that really caught my eye this week that I think is hilarious, but also low-key intriguing, is A, Disney's dipping their toes into anime.
Oh my gosh.
Whatever that means, outside of Kingdom Hearts. And so they announced on Thursday that Disney's Twisted Wonderland, which actually originated as a smartphone game, has inspired an anime project.
Oh my gosh.
And this is fascinating to me, because if you don't know about Twisted Wonderland, the mobile game, it takes a bunch of Disney villains, puts them all in one spot, and makes them all anime boys.
That's hilarious.
Like, Maleficent, anime boy. Like, attractive anime boy.
I'm looking at this art and Scar's kind of hot.
Yeah. It's made by the person who created Black Butler.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And the animation company, Troika, animated the game's opening movie. And so I think that it's hilarious because it's an academy. They're all going to an academy together.
Why does this sound like so many fanfics that I've read in like 2010?
I think it's so funny.
Wait, do you remember back in the days of like 2009, 2010-ish role-playing forums where every other role-play forum was like, okay, either a Vampire Academy, because Twilight was so big and all of the different things.
Hogwarts.
Yes.
Harry Potter.
And then there would always be one that was like villains. They would just get stock photo images of different people and you'd see like the same photos of people over and over again.
Yes.
Like, this is my character, Luna. And she is emo. And
yeah.
It would be so funny. That's what this feels like to me.
That's exactly what this feels like. Because they go to the magic training school, Night Ravens College.
It's so on point with OG forums.
And they have 7 dormitories. The characters for each dormitory are inspired by different Disney works, including Alice in Wonderland, The Little Mermaid, Aladdin, Snow White, Hercules, The Lion King, and Sleeping Beauty.
And I love that.
So you can guess who's going to be in it, like Hades, Scar, all of them. And so I did those roleplay forums. Like, I actively did that as a kid.
Yeah,
100%. I did one called Realms of Hyrule.
Oh, I love that.
Where it was just a Legend of Zelda roleplay forum. And I never saw those stock photos that you were talking about.
You didn't get the stock photo ones?
No. Oh. Everyone used essentially Final Fantasy character pictures.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I can't tell you how many times I saw Hope from Final Fantasy 13 or Yuna or Cloud. And that was before I was into Final Fantasy, so I didn't realize it at the time. But looking back, so many Final Fantasy characters were these profile pictures. And I'm like, that's hilarious.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
But I was so into it. I would spend hours on my character. I don't even remember what the name is. It was probably something dumb because I was 13 and I wanted it to sound fantasy-y.
Oh.
Yeah. But this is so funny. I'm going to watch the heck out of this show. Because what if it's good? That's what I'm scared of. That'll actually be good.
I feel like with Star Wars Visions and what we've seen from it, I feel like there's potential.
Because they're making all of the Disney villains who are women, men. Are there going to be any women in this show at all? Is it all going to be men? Maybe we should play this game.
Oh my god. You're not making me play this game.
We're totally playing this game. I will check back in. Listen to the podcast next week. I will have a full review of this mobile game. I'm downloading it onto my phone right now.
Oh my gosh.
Because I'm invested.
I can't wait until you're on your lunch break and someone looks over your shoulder and they're like, what you playing, John?
I'm playing Disney Anime Boys. Oh, wait, I can't find it.
Well, as you're searching, I have bad news for you. I don't think you're going to find it in the App Store.
Why?
I think it's only available in Japan.
That's baloney.
I'm sorry.
That is balogna. Oh. That is a travesty. I'm so upset.
I'm sorry. I can't. Yeah, on the App Store, when I click on their website, it says not available in our country. So I don't think we can play it in America.
I'm so sad. I'm going to find a way. I'm going to find a way. Maybe it's on Android. I'll, like, use BlueStacks or something.
Oh, sneaky, maybe.
Maybe. We'll try and figure it out. So, come back to see if we are able to resolve this issue. The only other piece of anime news that, like, really caught our eyes in particular, mm-hmm. Attack on Titan's coming back.
Woo!
What? You don't seem excited.
Wow, wow. An anime I watch. I'm scared of Attack on Titan. I'm a weenie.
I mean, you'll enjoy it about as much as you enjoyed watching Squid Game with me.
I didn't watch Squid Game with you.
Yeah.
I watched Squid Game next to you, and sometimes you would put your hand on my knee, and I would tell you to stop channeling your stress into my body.
It was a lot.
I know, I don't want that. I'm not watching it.
Attack on Titan's a lot, too.
You can watch it in another room.
Attack on Titan. It would actually make me anxious at times. Do you remember that one time we hung out all day, and then I got home at, like, midnight or something, just in time for Attack on Titan to come out, and then I watched it, and just, like, could not sleep at all that night, because it got me so nervous but excited that I just wigged out.
Yeah, you were on some weird adrenaline Attack on Titan high, and it was...
Yeah. The season 3 theme song, I initially hated it, but it soon became so hype that I would, like, scream it.
Oh my God.
Obviously pronouncing every word incredibly wrong.
As an American does.
As an American does. That's why I do it alone. The second part is going to be debuting on January 9th, and I believe that this is the last part. It's gonna end up the story, end up the show, and I'm really, really excited.
I'm excited that maybe that'll be the time in which we stop watching scary things. So I can sit next to you while you're watching something and it will be okay. And you won't channel your stress into my body and steal my weighted blanket when you get nervous.
That does happen. That does happen. I really like intense things like this, but it also gives me so much, because I have too much empathy for these fictitious characters.
Yeah.
That it just, like, gives me a lot of stress.
Yeah. I also really love spoilers, and I've spoiled myself on the ending of Attack on Titan. Did you know that?
What?
I've known
You for, know what happens and I don't?
I've known for months. I love spoilers. John hates spoilers. And it's a very interesting dynamic of me just not telling him anything. And, I mean, the entire time you were watching Squid Game, I knew what happened. But I can't watch it. It's too scary.
I mean, to be fair, I knew a lot of what happened, too. Because TikTok spoiled it for me.
TikTok.
But if it wasn't spoiled for me, I probably wouldn't have watched it.
Yeah. So, in the comments, please don't spoil Attack on Titan.
No. Oh my gosh. Please no. Tell us your favorite character, but don't spoil it.
Yes, favorite characters are good, but...
Spoilers are bad, and I will cry.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah. I don't know if the entire Fruits Basket crowd knew how intense you are about spoilers. It's a lot.
Oh my goodness. For our Fruits Basket podcast, if someone even alluded to something that could help me draw a conclusion, and they didn't spoiler mark it, whether it was in the comment section on Twitter... wherever it might be, I got so intensely frustrated that I saw that. Nothing was ever outwardly spoiled for me, I don't think, except...
Cockeroo's girlfriend's name.
Yeah, yeah. I so profoundly hate spoilers that even if something is alluded to or hinted at, and you don't actually tell me what's happening, but sometimes there's enough there that kind of guides my train of thought. Even if I think I reached the right conclusion based on that comment, I get so frustrated because I'm like, I don't want to know. Let me just have free range of thinking, even if it's drastically incorrect.
So what do you think is going to happen in Attack on Titan? Do you have any opinions?
Oh, that's... How long do you have?
Oh no, maybe this is a talk for another day. Let us know if you want to hear John's opinions on what will happen.
So, spoilers, I guess, for Attack on Titan. I'm not going to get too into it, but I think that the end of the series has to connect with the beginning of the series.
Okay.
I don't know how. I don't know how we get there, but obviously, where they left off with the final season,
mm-hmm.
you know, Aaron and Reiner about to go at it, stoked for that fight. I don't see any of our main people, barring maybe like Armin, living. No, he's a Titan. He has to die too. I don't see any of our main people living through the final battle.
Mm.
I think Titans are going to go extinct by the end. It's not going to have a happy ending. Eren's totally dead. All the Jaegerists are going to die. And I think there's going to be some weird thing somehow. Maybe it's that big glowing tree of light in the promo art. Maybe Aaron goes into that or something and he connects with his younger self or something. I don't know. Because in the first episode, there was like a flash of every, like a lot of like crazy stuff and like stuff that kind of happens in the show. And then Aaron wakes up. And I believe that the first episode, because I rewatched it recently, the first episode of Attack on Titan is called To You 2,000 Years From Now. So I don't know. Maybe there's time travel. I don't know. I hope, I kind of hope there's not time travel because that would be ridiculous. But so many people love throwing time travel in that, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility. Yeah, so I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at. I think the ending has to tie in with that first episode to explain what that's about. And why else would they call it To You 2,000 Years From Now when there's like that vision that happens in Lil Aaron's head?
Mm.
So, yeah. And spoilers for Attack on Titan, potentially. They're probably not spoilers at all, but we reference spoilery things. And so that's kind of where I'm at. That might be completely and utterly wrong. And if you watch Attack on Titan and you're like, wow, this dude has no idea what he's talking about. I haven't watched the show for a while. I'm sorry.
It's been a bit.
It's been a bit.
But since I haven't watched Attack on Titan, I don't have any opinions. And also I'm spoiled. So I can't really say anything either. And, like, it's one of those situations where I kind of know some characters, but not really, so I understood half of what you said.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways.
You know the plot beats, but the characters themselves, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, totally, I know that thing you just said. Mm-hmm. Yep, that was
recognize me. Aaron.
Right. Aaron Yeager.
Shut up.
I'm so sorry.
Stop. Stop.
Anywho, okay.
If you didn't rate us one star the first time, rate us one star this time.
No!
I'm kidding, 5 stars, please.
Okay, so what are we currently playing?
So, strictly speaking, nothing as of this week, but we made a little bit of progress in Kingdom Hearts.
We did! No, we actually did.
Oh yeah, we finished up Aladdin's World and Monstro.
Yeah, I'm enjoying Kingdom Hearts still. Don't really have much more to say about it than my last time, but I'm still enjoying it, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason why I never was interested in Kingdom Hearts before was not because of the voice acting. Typically, I don't like voice acting in games.
But the voice acting is actually really good in Kingdom Hearts.
It's actually good. I think it's the lips.
Yeah, especially in the first Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
The faces just, unless it's a good cutscene, you know, a fully animated cutscene, the faces are just kind of pasted on, and the eyes and lips are just kind of flat and two-dimensional and almost pixely.
Yeah. And I really enjoy Sora's lack of facial expressions in Kingdom Hearts 1. It's so funny to me. Because sometimes something really big will happen and Sora just has the same face. It's so good. I really enjoy memeing on this game, but the more I meme on it, the more it shows that I enjoy it. That's just how I show my love for games. So I'm having a good time memeing on it.
Yeah, that gets better as the series goes on.
Yeah, I've watched Kingdom Hearts 3 cutscenes. So. Yeah,
which are really good. But
yes.
Yeah. Then you see,
yeah. We're getting there.
We're getting there.
But so we've technically been playing Kingdom Hearts, but that was earlier in the week. Then we got a little busy and we haven't touched either our Switch or our PlayStation in a bit since like Monday.
Yeah.
And things that I would like to be playing.
Oh,
I'd like to get back into Luigi's Mansion if possible, because I want to finish that before Halloween.
I agree.
And I also want to get back into Animal Crossing so I can have some idea of how to have my town set up before the DLC hits. But most importantly, you know what I really want to play?
What?
I think I want to get back into Littlewood.
Ooh, you loved Littlewood. You loved your time with it.
I did, and I'm stuck in Littlewood right now because I need to get this tree that I can't remember the name of. I think it's an alm. I can't remember. But there's this tree I need to get, and if I don't get the tree in the randomized woods area, then I can't harvest the wood that I need to turn into lumber so I can build things that I need in the game. So there are multiple steps that need to happen that require me to get multiple trees that I can't even find one of.
Mm.
And I've gone through, I think, 40 in-game days without finding even one of this tree. It's that rare. So I gave up on the game for a couple months, but now I'm itching to go back in.
Which, if you're not familiar with what Littlewood is and why she needs trees.
Oh, yes.
It's essentially a cozy game, kind of like Animal Crossing and Harvest Moon. But you focus more on building the town up and filling up the houses, correct?
Yeah. Didn't you say it's like Dark Cloud? Is that Dark Cloud 2 or just Dark Cloud? No, the original Dark Cloud.
Yeah, it's like the original Dark Cloud in a way, but sans the majority of the combat.
Yeah, there's really... No, I don't think there's any combat at all. But the whole idea is that you were an adventurer and you defeated the Dark Wizard, but you now have amnesia. And so you need to build up the town after you have bested your antagonist, which I really like that. I think that's such a different take than just taking over your grandpa's farm or something like that.
Yeah. Your journey is completed, so now you can just relax and have fun. I haven't played it, but I've watched you play it, and it looks delightful, and the art style is so cute.
And the music is so good!
Yeah. In terms of what I want to play, I'd say getting back into Kingdom Hearts, getting back into Luigi's Mansion, Animal Crossing, Twisted Wonderland!
Oh my gosh. Getting into that game at all.
Literally finding... It's like that meme, like, let me in! Let me in! but other than that, I kind of... This won't happen for a bit, but I do... We own 13 Sentinels, Aegis Rim.
Oh my gosh, we need to play that!
Yeah, I really want to play that. We have it. It's just... we went on such a JRPG binge for new JRPGs.
Yeah.
Like Nier Replicant, which is, well, I mean, I guess not new, but the re-release is new. And just games that are new to us. And so taking a little bit of a break from the deep stuff, because I hear it's deep and has really interesting characters and all of that stuff. But once that break is over, that's kind of the next one on my radar.
I bet that'll be a good Thanksgiving game.
Yeah, but also great Ace Attorney Chronicles. That looks like that will be a game I will thoroughly enjoy.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, I'm ready to get started with both of those, but that might not happen as soon as I would like, because you can only play so many games at a time when you have very limited time.
Yeah, full-time job.
But is there anything else that you want to talk about? We're not really watching anything this week. We didn't have time. Well, I mean Squid Game, but that consumed the majority of our time this week.
Yeah, it was mostly Squid Game. We didn't even get to watch Star Wars Visions.
We need to finish that.
I really want to. We're moving at a snail's pace with that.
Yeah, because it's not even long.
Yeah, it's not even long.
They're only 15-minute episodes, but we'll get back into that.
Yeah. And I'll be starting Yashahime soon. You don't watch it, so... Yeah. But I'll get into it. That'll be my time.
Hey, love it. I'll just leave the room when you talk about Yashahime so I don't get spoiled. But is there anything else you want to talk about?
I don't think so.
Well, then I think that that will do it for this week's episode of ThoughtCast. So if you enjoyed this episode of ThoughtCast, make sure to leave us a like, give us 5 stars, leave a review. Honestly, please leave us a review if you can, whether that's on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts at. And because that just helps us so much with the algorithm gods.
Please, algorithm gods.
Please, we pray to you each week. But if you don't, that's all right too. Completely understand. And as always, we hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, a fantastic rest of your week, and why not even a fantastic rest of your month. And we will see you on Wednesday. Later.
See ya.